Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Welcome to this week's member trailer episode. We bring on Abe. Abe saw Bigfoot. When he was a kid, at his great-grandma's house, he saw this thing standing next to the chicken coop. Scared him half to death. His grandma would tell you the same thing. But that's not all Abe saw. When he was older, he saw something on the back porch that to this day, he still can't explain. It's a mystery. But what he did see was huge, had wings, and flew away. If you want to hear this member show and all the previous member shows and all the future member shows, become a member to the confessionalspodcast.com. It's pretty easy. All you gotta do is hit that join button and come on for the ride.
As I looked to the right, I noticed something standing up against the side of the shed where the roof of the chicken coop joined the side of that shed. Up against that wall, there was something standing there. And I focused in on whatever it was I saw standing there, and it was, there was a large, hairy thing standing there. I didn't know what it was. It was like a big, hairy, gorilla man thing standing there. It wasn't real tall, because the inside of that building, the roof was kind of low, and like I'm about 6'1 now, and I don't even know if I guess it was tall enough for me to stand in now, so it couldn't have been much over 6 foot tall. But whatever it was a lot larger than I was, and it was very broad, real heavy set, stocky looking thing. It had long, shaggy hair, I guess, all over it. It was standing like a man. It was holding something in its hands. I don't know what it was, but I remember its hands were out in front of it. Its arms were bent like it was holding, like it had picked something up. It was just staring back at me. It didn't move. I seem to remember its eyes moving like it was looking me up and down, kind of. It was not black. It was like a reddish kind of brown color, like a burnt orange maybe color. It had pretty big eyes. It was big enough to tear me apart, I guess. So, it scared me real bad. And I dropped what I was holding in my hands on the ground and turned, and I ran back towards my grandma's house. And I remember meeting my grandmother at the door, my great-grandmother. And I remember her saying, she said, "Lord, Lord, son, it looks like you've seen a ghost."